I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get it, people.
The people of Chicago are getting what they want. It is now official that Justin Fields, the rookie, will get his first start for the Bears week 3 against the Browns as Andy Dalton is out. But Matt Nagy still being coy about who hypothetically would be the starter if Dalton was healthy. What do you think about Fields' first start?
I understand why the Bears are really being protective of Justin Fields, because you don't want to destroy his confidence, and you don't want the entire season to feel like it's on his shoulders. Except when you draft him in the first round the way you did, the season is on his shoulders. There's no way around it. Andy Dalton got injured on a non-contact play, so now Justin Fields is going to be the starter. For me, there's no need for Matt Nagy to now come out and say, if Dalton was healthy, he'd be the starter. Breathe life, breathe confidence into your young guy. And let me just say this. If he goes out and plays really well against the Browns and Dalton is healthy, you can't put Dalton back in. If he goes out and plays really bad against the Browns, you can't now bench him and put Dalton back in. Just let the young fella go and allow Dalton to be the backup and get ready for October 3rd, that Super Bowl matchup against the Detroit Lions.
Look at the chance to win column. It just jumps up to 63% when you play at home against the Lions. We all thought that he would start week 4 against the Lions, but I think that that is a good test for him, because the Browns have a pretty good defense. The Browns have a good team. So this is going to be a difficult week for him. But we all know what happens when you play the Lions. You put up numbers. And Jalen, one of the reasons that they really haven't started him is because in the preseason, he showed some signs of maybe not mastering protections and sliding coverages and things of that nature. And there was one in particular play you wanted to see that demonstrated that.
That's why you don't put him out there against Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney. That's why you don't put him out there against Aaron Donald. He's still a young player. And there's a reason why they were picking really high, because their offense wasn't really good. And so you got to protect the young fella and play the long game. We've already talked about this, Jacoby. The history of the Bears quarterbacks isn't one of the most notable in the history of the NFL. They haven't had a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards. They haven't had a quarterback throw for 30 TDs. Shout to Jim McMahon, the OG, the legend. But however, you want to bring this guy along slowly because you want him to be there for the next decade or so.
Since Jim McMahon, there has been 36 different starting quarterbacks for this team, which is only second to the team they're playing this Sunday, the Cleveland Browns. So Jalen, we're going to turn our attention to a story that I think we'll be discussing a lot soon, and that is the future of Ben Simmons and the 76ers. 76ers head coach Doc Rivers was talking to our colleague and friend Stephen A. Smith on First Take, and here is what he had to say about the relationship with Ben.
It was a good conversation, and he gave his reasons, which we obviously didn't agree with. But, you know, Stephen, I think in sports, and you've been around it a lot, there's been so many times that this has happened that hasn't been reported, and the guy comes back. So, listen, we're going to go through it. We're going to always do what's best for the team. But I can tell you up front, we would love to get Ben back. And if we can, we're going to try to do that. You know, Ben has a long contract, so it's in our hands, and we want him back.
They want him back. He says he doesn't want to play. He's going to start getting fined about $250,000 for every preseason game he misses. How do you think this plays out, Mr. Rose?
Uncle Chuck D once said it. Pieces in one big chess game. I really like Doc Rivers. He mismanaged publicly the Ben Simmons scenario when they lost last year. I know the interview yesterday was cleanup time after they met with Ben. Because Ben and Rich Paul, I'm sure they reminded him of what he said after the game. Usually, Jacoby, you don't have a guy this young in their career that's been all NBA, that's been all NBA defense, that has helped lead his team to the playoffs a few years in a row. Then he struggles mightily against the Atlanta Hawks. And right after they got eliminated and we started to realize that the process wasn't getting closer to a championship because the Nets got a big three, because the Bucks just won the championship, because the Heat won the East the year before that, because the Raptors won the championship the year before that, Doc went to the podium. Tee up what he said, Jacoby. I want to remind you.
Here's what he said after Game 7 lost to the Hawks.
Doc, you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
That part. So that means I need to be out of here. The coach doesn't believe that I'm a championship level player. The best player on the team, Joel Embiid, just got a big extension. You already know when they were doing his deal, they talked about the situation with Ben. They lost Jimmy Butler. You now re-sign Embiid. Those two players, when they're at their maximum, you see Ben right there? He's in the blue area of the floor. That's where Joel Embiid's at his best. So as two great players, and Joel, an MVP level player, their skill sets just don't match. And so I've said this for a while. They will move Ben Simmons. The problem is they will not get equal value. Don't talk about and don't worry about the money that he's gonna miss. It's like a used car. As long as he's not putting miles, he'll make the money up. But what he's also doing, he's sabotaging their season. Because you don't think I'm a championship level point guard? Okay, y'all go ahead without me. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead. Let me see what y'all look like now. And that's what Ben Simmons is gonna do.
Well, I'm sure we'll get an update on this. And one of the teams that has been rumored as a potential trade partner with the Sixers for Ben Simmons are the Golden State Warriors. And here is what Joe Lacob of the Warriors front office had to say about that potential. Quote, it doesn't really fit what we're doing. Simmons makes a lot of money. And can he finish games? I don't know. He's very talented. The problem is we have Draymond. Draymond and him are very similar. Mr. Rose, if you're Draymond Green, how do you feel about this quote that got Joe Lacob fined $50,000 for tampering?
You know Draymond Green is family, and I've told you this on and off wax. His days in Golden State are numbered. And I even saw one time when he was playing with Team USA, and they did a social media post about one of the players on the team. Draymond Green replied to that post and acknowledged that they never show him any love. His days there are numbered. With that being said, if anybody has ever looked at a basketball player and think Ben Simmons and Draymond Green are similar, I need to drug test you. Those two players are nothing alike at all. First off, Draymond Green will attempt shots outside of the paint, first and foremost. Second, the thing that makes them vastly different is when they had a death lineup at 6'7", Draymond Green can guard centers. That's what makes Draymond different while leading the team in assists and being a terrific playmaker in the half court. When they get a steal, when somebody misses a shot, they not outletting the ball to Draymond Green to push it up in transition. that comparison is terrible. Okay? Ben Simmons is a perimeter player that just doesn't shoot the ball. He can still create for others. He's still 6'10". Both of them are all NBA defense. But the idea that they're similar is laughable to me. Draymond Green is an interior player that can guard fives. Ben Simmons is an outside player, an exterior player that can, in theory, guard four positions. They're vastly different. And so this is $50,000 that he could have just drove down the freeway and threw out of the window, because nobody in their right mind thought those two players would be coexisting, because they're not similar. They're just both not knock down three-point shooters.
Jalen, I understand your point, but I want to get back to something you said earlier. You said that Draymond Green and the Warriors, you don't see that partnership continuing for a long time.
I did say that, my brother, and that's okay. Like, they've accomplished so very much. He's won three championships there. He's been defensive, player of the year, in the conversation for it all of the time. a terrific playmaker, their vocal leader, their toughness, they're the guy that challenges everybody consistently to up their level of play and can adjust his style. There's a style that he played when they had guys playing center like Bogut and Festus Ezeli. Now they have guys like Wiseman. Their lineups they have with Draymond Green is the actual five. Either way, when he's playing basketball, Draymond Green, not Steph Curry, leads the Warriors in assists. And so he's been their heartbeat. I just believe that as the team starts to now get older and you start to get more young draft capital, that slowly pushes him out of the door. I don't see him and Wiseman coexisting on the interior as like a 4-5, because when Draymond Green was at his best, is at his best, he's actually the 5. And remember, that was the death lineup.
Well, perhaps Jalen Rose is predicting the death of the death lineup. Moving on to another important NBA story. J. Cole practiced with the Orlando Magic. And I have a proposal. Why not just sign him? Why not just sign J. Cole? It will be a show. Is he probably going to, you know, be a long tenured NBA player? No. But why not just sign J. Cole to like a two-way?
I agree with you. And by the way, Orlando Magic, J. Cole, who's from Charlotte, representing the Pumas to the fullest. If the Hornets don't want to give him a gig, Magic, sign him up. He can't, and imagine, you can literally have a Cole world. Literally, you got Anthony and Jay to give you a Cole world, baby. Make it happen.
Look, if Tony Romo can play for the Mavericks, why can't J. Cole just play for the Magic? Why not? Why not just sign him? I know it's a publicity stunt, but it would be so much fun. Now, Jalen, let me tell you something that happened in real life. Someone has paired two GOATs. Michael, Jeffrey, Jordan, and myself, David Jacoby. I'll explain in what weird world that happens right after this. Stay tuned. It's a weird one on Jalen
Jacoby. The time I dream that hears me like Mike. Woo!
Coming to you live from the Seaport in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we all know what happened with the Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa, broken ribs. He's hurt. But Jalen, I'm very concerned about his replacement, Jacoby Brissett. You know I always root for Jacoby's. I love all Jacoby's the way you love Jalen's, but they're going up against the Raiders defense. And I don't know if you saw this Raiders defense force turnovers against Lamar Jackson. Ben Roethlisberger, one of the more durable players, got hit like 12 times. Should I be concerned for my guy Jacoby in the Jacoby
game? You should be concerned, absolutely. And by the way, shout to John Gruden and the Raiders because they probably have the two most impressive victories so far in the NFL. And surprisingly, 2-0 after those couple of games. But I agree with you. This is a great opportunity for your guy, Jacoby, because he had a chance with the Colts after Andrew Luck retired. And I felt like prematurely, he didn't really get a chance to express whether he was going to be the starting quarterback or not. And so if he goes out there and he plays well, the Miami Dolphins are one of those plug and play teams to me. I talked to you about the Washington football team being one of these squads. Really good defensively, really good on special teams, have offensive line play, defensive line play. They just need a quarterback. And so if Brissett could get them turnover-free football, that's going to make it a lot tougher for a guy like Tua when he returns to put himself back in the lineup. And so your guy, Jacoby, He got to represent the name.
You would think that this would make this Jacoby the Jacoby of the week, but however, I've got an interesting development on the real Jacoby of the week. We usually do Jalen of the week. This is the Jacoby of the week. Let me introduce the world to Jacoby Jordan. This was brought to our attention on social media. That there's a little young man named Jacoby Jordan after David Jacoby and the GOAT, Michael Jordan. On this show, my name comes second. But when you pair me with Michael Jordan, we all know who gets the top billing. I'm going to have to reach out to Mike. about having Jacoby Jordan. Maybe we can get a spot in ESPN too. You never know. But big shout to baby Jacoby
That's
Jordan.
Love right there. How elegant and graceful is Michael Jordan at playing basketball?
Oh, he's really good at basketball. He's really good at basketball.
Y'all get a chance to look at the GOAT.
Under 20, just get YouTube and watch all the possible Michael Jordan that you can.
Get healthy, Tua. Well. Get healthy, Tua.
Lamar Jackson flipped into the end zone, and he talked about it.
Oh, no, I'm kind of sore. I didn't want to tell Coach because Coach probably would have said something to me about flipping next time. So I don't know. I'll probably do it again, though. It was pretty cool.
When I saw this, I was like, that looks like it hurts. Jalen, what do you think about him being a little sore from the flip?
Lamar Jackson is fearless. And you could tell the adrenaline was really gone because the Ravens got a big win against the Kansas City Chiefs. He only had lost 8 games in his entire career. 3 of them were against Patrick Mahomes. And it reminded me to the time like this when he was out playing on the beach with his guys. Look at him. Fearless. Or tackle into a jet ski. So you think he got a problem at an NFL stadium flipping? This is what Lamar does.
Whoever his homeboy was that threw him over the jet ski, their heart must have stopped until he got up and said he was okay. I would have been terrified if that was me. But when this happened, I was like, that looks like a hurt. I would break a hip. I would need a hip replacement if I did that. But something tells me that Lamar Jackson is a little more athletic and durable than me. Jalen, story from college football. It was Portland State head coach Bruce Barnum said that he's going to buy beer for the entire stadium. And you know what? He did it. However, Mr. Rose, look at that stadium. It's different. That's not exactly the big house in Ann Arbor. You know? But he did, man of his word, bought beer for the entire stadium. What do you think about Bruce's beer buying?
This is definitely a boss move. 3,124 people got a free beverage. That adds up. You already know when you go to these stadiums and arenas, those beers can cost you around $10.
Oh, yeah.
So if you do that math, he was really committed to this. I like it a lot. Shout to the Portland State.
It allegedly cost him $14,000. However, Twitter sleuths have figured out that the receipt online might not exactly add up the way that it should. But you know what? Some tells me there'll be more than 3,000 people there next time. So this is a home opener. Some tells me game 2 for Portland State at home. There's going to be a lot more people looking for Mr. Barnum to put up the bar tab. Jalen, when we come back, Sam Darnold has led the Carolina Panthers to a surprising 2-0 start. They face off against Davis Mills. That's right, Davis Mills and the Texans. We'll get you ready for Thursday Night Football right after this. It all goes down tonight on ESPN2. The WNBA playoffs are here, starting with Dallas against Chicago at 8 p.m. And then in the nightcap, it is New York Liberty against the Phoenix Mercury. Playoff action tonight on ESPN2. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Thursday Night Football is here, and we have the surprising Panthers who are undefeated. Yeah, I said it, undefeated. I know it's only 2-0, but they haven't lost yet. What do you think about Darnold and the Panthers and their hot start?
Shout to the Panthers who invited me to speak to the team before the season started. I'm happy for Sam Darnold that he got away from the Jets and he's finding a way to reinvent himself. But Christian McCaffrey is a level of greatness that we shouldn't take for granted. Mm-hmm. A guy like him that basically could get you 150 yards rushing while still getting you 100 yards receiving, and he brings it every game, he's an incredible performer. So don't be surprised after this weekend when they're 3-0 and we're still singing their praises, and their defense has been terrific.
See, I didn't know that you came and spoke to the team. Now this makes a lot of sense why they're overachieving. Once you get that Jalen Rose motivation, once you get that inside you, you can't lose. They're going 17-0. I didn't know you spoke to the team. On the other side of the ball, obviously, Tyrod Taylor is hurt, which means next man up, and that next man is rookie Davis Mills. Not exactly like the other rookies that were super highly touted coming out of college. He was a big number one high school recruit. His career at Stanford certainly didn't put him in the position of the Lawrences and the Fields and the Lances. But do you think he can do anything against this Panthers defense this evening?
It's not going to look good for Davis Mills this weekend, my brother. And the Deshaun Watson saga is really what's going to be hanging over this Texas organization until that situation gets sorted out. But again, this is a great opportunity for the Panthers to start 3-0.
So, Jalen, you know I became your bookie last weekend when I legally went to New Jersey and put some bets in for us. This point spread is 8. I think that the Panthers cover. What about yourself?
Panthers cover that. I'm going to be calling my bookie David Jacoby to put that one in for me. I think that's a good one.
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to start charging you for these Ubers to New Jersey and back. This is more expensive than you think. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
Appreciate the love.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. First of all, we got some guests lined up for next week. Who's going to join us next week, Mr. Rose, Monday and Tuesday?
This is why I enjoy this program so very much, because we get a chance to curate the culture and be industry tastemakers with sports as a background. This Monday, there's a huge football game on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Cowboys are playing against the Philadelphia Eagles. And you know who Jalen and Jacoby gonna have on the show Monday? Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts. He's only the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I didn't tell him, I bet that he was gonna get a touchdown last week, and he definitely did.
Yeah, he did. I think it was the only one. I think it was the only touchdown.
Jalen Hurts is joining us on Monday. And on Tuesday, the Fly God. I repeat, the Fly God. Like, this dude lives on airplanes. I'm dead serious. West Side Gun lives on airplanes. He's joining our show on Tuesday. The capo of the Griselda Mafia. Monday and Tuesday, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Check out Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Hurts on Monday. The Fly God, West Side Gun, on Tuesday. And it just don't stop. ESPN 2, 4 p.m. I'm just going deeper into the Rolodex. As a matter of fact, Jacoby, let me derail Reeves for like 30 seconds. So, let me tell you what's happening tonight. Let me tell you what's happening tonight.
Oh, I know what's happening tonight.
I'm in Atlanta. And you know who I talked to yesterday? Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
What did Curtis have to say?
Curtis invited me to the premiere tonight. I'm going to the BMF premiere, dog.
You're going to have a real ticket? You're going to have a real ticket and a seat and everything? Oh, that's so unlike you, dog.
Hey, all I know is this. When I show up, I'm going to be like, 50 told me to come. That's all I'm going to say. 50 told me to come. Go ask him. Y'all got any questions for me? Go ask 50. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't front. I didn't have Hulu before the Wu-Tang series. And I didn't have Stars before Power. I can't front. And I'm going to the BMF premiere. For those that don't know, there are two legendary brothers, crime family. Demetrius Big Meech Flannery, Terry Southwest T Flannery. And just let me give you a little backdrop. Think above the rim. Think what West Side Gunn looked like when he's at a Buffalo Bills playoff game. Full length fur down to the floor, right? That's how it was when I was in high school. I was the basketball phenom. We were winning city, PSL, state, national championships. They're from Southwest Detroit. And you heard Biggie. Either you sling crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. In the basketball games for Southwest, Southwest were so very turnt because they'll come to the game, Jacoby. 50 cars outside, Benzes, trucks, rims, everything, 50. And then everybody will come in the game at the same time. So like the game will stop. So like right now, y'all see LeBron and y'all see Drake and y'all see them going to the games, right? And it's like three of them and it's like, oh my goodness, there go LeBron. We be playing the game. They purposely come in during the first quarter. Game stop. It's 50 of them. Game stop. Game stop. They on the floor. Like a public school gym. You know this, how this works, Jacoby. You went to public school. A public school gym, right? With 50 people all entering at the same time, dressed like Slick Rick. All of them dressed like Slick Rick. White furs, brown furs, black furs, four chains, five chains, like crazy. Car show outside after the game. And you know what happened after we won? I was good, dog. I was good. Wherever I went, let him, that, to be honest with you, that's where going places without a ticket actually started with them. Because I just show up. And before I know it, I'm in. Before I know it, I'm closer. Before I know it, I'm closer. And before you know it, I'm at the best VIP table. And so make sure, I'm telling y'all right now, this Sunday, when the BMF series starts on Stars, it's all people going to be talking about for a while. I gave y'all this with Power. You know how enthusiastic I was about Power, Jacoby. You know.
Oh, I do. I do.
Right? You know how enthusiastic I was about Power. I'm way more enthusiastic about this. This is about to be crazy. This is about to be a movie. Like, Detroit crime families... There was a group of brothers called the Chambers Brothers. They took over an apartment building in Detroit and turned it into a spot. That movie became New Jack City. That was from Detroit. The Nino and all of that, that was a depiction of the Chambers Brothers. That started in Detroit. Butch Jones, YBI, and also Curtis told me one other thing, and I'll let you get back to your regularly scheduled program. He told me his next project, and by the way, this man producing 22 projects right now. 22, right now. I'm like, dog, can you name them? He was naming them. Power Book, Kanan, he was naming them. And one of the things that he named, White Boy Rick. And you know who he's going to have play White Boy Rick? Marshall Mathers. $8 million. Marshall Mathers is going to play White Boy Rick. That's next. Stay tuned. Big shout out to Curtis Jackson, BMF. I'll be at the premiere. Guess what I'm going to do when the premiere after party happens?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to scoot out of there, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go to the Young Jeezy celebration also. I'm double fisting it tonight, baby.
Wow.
I'm all the way outside. I'm all the way outside. Jeezy also having something. I don't have a ticket to that either, but I got his number. And I know when you're hosting an event, it's useless for somebody to text you about getting in because you're hosting the event. I'm just going to show up whenever I get there, and I'm going to say, I'm on Jay Jenkins' list. And then the person going to be looking at me like, who is that? I'm going to be like, Jeezy. Outside tonight. Outside.
Good for you.
I'm going to try to, like, get some social currency, but I'll be trying to have fun. And I ain't trying to be the dude always pulling out his phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the event. Yeah. Interact with other human beings, not your phone.
Yeah. I can't be pulling out my phone all of the time. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to try to get a couple of flicks. I'm going to do the red carpet thing at the BMF premiere. I'm going to go to the Jeezy black tie dinner. You know I don't wear, you know I'm not wearing anything black, and you know I don't have a tie.
So hold up. Are you going to change in between these events?
No, not going to be able to do it.
Oh, wow. You're going to wish you did. You're going to wish you did. It might not logistically work. I don't know where you stand, but you're going to wish you did. Those are sound like two different dress codes to me, Jay.
They are. Two different dress codes.
Yeah, you got dressed up for the. You're gonna be dressed up for the premiere and dressed down for the Jeezy event. That's what you gotta do. You gotta hit the middle.
Correct. I'm gonna just go mid. I'm gonna just go mid.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm gonna go mid, but I'm definitely gonna go represent tonight. It's gonna be a historic tonight. It's gonna be a historic night.
As you know, our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Gatorade starts with a G. Let's listen to the first voicemail.
Yo, shout out Reg the Ledge. How's it going, Jalen? How's it going, Jacoby? Dan out from Maryland. Now, I got a proposal for Jalen and a question for Jacoby. I'm going to start with Jacoby. I was making some frozen pizza last night, and I realized something. It's not good. So, as the world-renowned pizza extraordinaire, how do I make it better? And Jalen, I would like to place a bet as a donation to JRLA on your behalf that Tom Brady throws a touchdown to Gronk for the children. All right, Dan out in Maryland. Appreciate you guys.
Dan in Maryland, see, he knows how to hit the right beats, because I'm a pizza professional, and I've cooked more frozen pizza than anybody on the planet. And every single frozen pizza I've cooked, I've burned the roof of my mouth because I'm hungry. It smells so good. You know it's hot and steaming. You cut it. You see the steam rising up. You don't think you're going to burn the roof of your mouth. I do it every single time. But here's what I do as a pizza professional, someone who used to do this literally for a living. You don't just take the pizza out and put it in the oven. No. I put Italian seasoning on there. I put pepper on there. Sometimes I'll dice up some vegetables and put those. You just treat it like a canvas. You know what I mean? You don't put a blank canvas on the wall and call it art. You gotta paint it. And also, when you're cooking it, whatever the suggested time is, you hit that, the high side of it, well done pizza, and then you gotta turn on broil for like 90 seconds. Don't broil it for too long. You gotta set a timer. You gotta stand next to the oven while you're broiling it. But you cook that up, and I'm telling you, a little Parmesan, shredded Parmesan on top, that gives it like that burnt crispiness. So you're right. Unless it's Celeste Deluxe pizza, you're gonna have to do some work with it. But Italian seasoning, salt, pepper, and then your own veggies and toppings, and you're good. What do you think about his potential proposal that could help the children of Detroit?
Thank you for the shout. We appreciate the support. Thank you for taking time to call in. That was a terrific answer by you, Jacoby. And I want to make sure I clarify. So he acknowledged that he wanted to make a bet. And if he won the bet, he would use the funds to benefit JRLA.
Yes.
I didn't catch the part of what he wanted to bet.
He wants to bet Tom Brady to Gronk for a touchdown. He's basically saying Gronk will score a touchdown. And Gronk has scored a lot of touchdowns this year. The odds won't be great, but I guess he wants your cosign if that's the right bet for this week for the kids of JRLA.
When you look back at, I think, the last three games, I think Gronk has five or six touchdowns. And if you look at him run, it's like he's wearing combat boots. Like, seriously. Like, I better be faster than Gronk. I better be. I don't think he gets a touchdown this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets a touchdown this weekend. Just the odds are going to be against it. Now,
here's what we'll do.
They're going to get him a touchdown against the Patriots for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You see where I'm going? So this is going to be Godwin's week. Last week was about Evans. You remember when Tom Brady first signed with the Bucs? Godwin and Mike Evans both got on the phone with their friends and family members and talked about how they were going to win Super Bowls and how they were going to have career years. They won Super Bowls, but Grady got a lot of people to feed. Feeding Gronk. Last week he fed Evans. I feel like this is Godwin's week to actually get a touchdown, and Gronk's week is next week against the Patriots. Appreciate the love and the consideration either way.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. Did y'all hear me say that Jalen Hurts and the Fly God, Westside Gunn, are going to be on Jalen and Jacoby Monday and Tuesday? Nobody do it like us. There has not been a pitch meeting about a podcast where this show has not been mentioned. We are not done.